A new biography of Vincent van Gogh, who famously cut off his ear in a fit of madness, claims that the Dutch painter did not kill himself. The book, Van Gogh: The Life, contends the Impressionist was shot accidentally by a teenager. Europe correspondent Rachel Brown reports.
The Dutch master's career was cut short in 1890 by a bullet in Auvers in northern France. Van Gogh, who suffered from severe depression, died 2 days after the shooting. But two American authors now claim it wasn't the tormented artist who pulled the trigger.
I am absolutely to my bones sure that when he left the Ravu Inn in July to go out to go painting, he did not intend to kill himself. He went with his bag of painting equipment, he went with a canvas, he went with paints, he went with his easel, and he was going out for another day in painting.
Gregory White Smith has told American TV letters written by the painter contain no hints he was considering suicide. The Pulitzer Prize-winning authors claim it's more likely Van Gogh was shot by two teenagers with a malfunctioning gun. Mr. Smith again.
The doctors told the police that the trajectory of the bullet was at a crazy angle and that the gun was held at a distance from the body, even perhaps too far from the body, for Vincent to have actually been holding the gun.
Co-author Stephen Nafee says 16-year-old René Sacristain had a history of pestering the artist. Mr. Nafee has interpreted stories collected by the art historian John Rewald.
The rumours that he heard were that Vincent didn't kill himself, that he was shot accidentally by a couple of boys, and that he decided to protect them and play the martyr. That account fit all of the known facts.
The theory is likely to spark considerable debate in the art world, but experts from the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam say they're not convinced. The museum's curator, Leo Janssen, says it's too early to rewrite history.
Questioning the whole thing, I completely agree with it, but the evidence is not there. It's too much of an interpretation.
Could this new idea that it mightn't have been suicide change the way his last paintings are viewed?
It could, but I'm not one of the people who would change their view, because in my opinion, his last paintings are a kind of celebration of the beauty of nature, and they show the beauty of the landscape around Auvers and so on. And they remain the same, whether the man who made them was accidentally shot by young boys or shot himself. So with regards to the arts and the works he left us, nothing would change.
Curator Leo Janssen speaking to Rachel Brown in London.